At a Tesoro near downtown Juneau, Tim Young makes a quick stop to put a few dollars worth of gas in his SUV. He says when he pays less to fill up his tank, it makes it easier to afford other essentials like food and rent.
When it goes down, it helps tremendously.
The price on this day, $2.78. Damien Thorne pulls up in a Jeep Liberty, which he describes as getting less than stellar gas mileage.
Where it's, I got to fill it up at least two times a week and spending about $50 every time.
When gas prices dropped, Thorne says he and his wife noticed the extra money in their monthly budget, but he's not sure he'd trade higher energy prices and a balanced state budget for the money he saves when gas is cheap.
Yeah, I would just rather, you know, have just regular gas prices, you know, just.
What's a regular gas price to you?
$1.65 a gallon.
Yeah. Where are you from?
Down south, Ohio, you know, they got a dollar something a gallon down there.
Still, Thorne says a high price at the pump wouldn't stop him from buying gas, just like the high cost of living in Alaska wouldn't stop him from living in Juneau.
It's gas, so we need it. So it's, you know, I'm going to get it if it's $4 a gallon or, you know, because I got to get around. And so it's just, yeah, supply and demand.
Alyssa Rodriguez is an economist with the state's Department of Labor. She says the average cost of living, that's the amount of money it takes for Alaskans to buy milk or put fuel in their cars and pay rent or for health care, still went up last year. But that increase was slowed significantly by a 10% decline in energy prices in Anchorage in 2015.
And because energy factors into other things that we spend our money on, and one big piece is transportation, it brought the price of transportation down. And we spend a lot of our income on transportation.
Anchorage is the only city in the state where inflation is measured. Last year, its inflation rate went up 0.5%, according to the Department of Labor data. That's the lowest recorded increase in 27 years. This isn't the first time that energy prices have dropped. Rodriguez says they've been dropping for the last 4 years, though last year's was the largest drop in nearly a decade. And in Alaska's off-the-road system communities, energy costs dropped, but they're still extreme.
It might have one effect on Anchorage, but when you look at a place like Arctic Village or something that has to have all of their fuel flown in, obviously that cost is going to be magnified because you have additional costs for the fuel just to get your fuel to you.
In Arctic Village, residents are paying $10 a gallon at the pump. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.